Let me guess. Maine? You strike me as a New Englander.
Can I get you a refill?
No, thank you. Really, I'm fine. She took the water glass out of my hand, not yet half empty, and turned toward the sink. That was when all hell broke loose. First, I heard heavy footsteps and a loud shout coming from just outside. Almost immediately, the back door burst open with a crash of splintering wood and glass. I heard the front door crashing in as well. Then police officers streamed into the kitchen from both sides, black jackets on, their weapons drawn and pointed at Mary Wagner. Chapter 92. Mary dropped the water glass, but I didn't even hear it break. Suddenly the kitchen was filled with loud shouting, as well as Mary's frightened screaming.
Get out of my house! I didn't do anything! Get away from me, please! Why are you here?
I held up my badge in front of me, unsure if the LAPD assault team even knew who I was. Get down on the floor! The lead officer's pistol was pointed at Mary's chest. Get down! Now! On the floor! In a matter of seconds, Mary Wagner was a total wreck. Her eyes were unfocused, and she didn't even seem to hear the officer shouting at her. Get down! He shouted again. She backed up, still screaming, with her arms and shoulders in a hunched, defensive position. I could only watch as her bare foot came down on a piece of the broken water glass. She yelped pitifully, then jerked to one side as if she'd been slapped. Her free foot slipped in the water and twisted under her. With a fast pinwheeling of arms, she went down hard.